Now, we've had a question from Phil Reynolds, who remembers that Spirit and Opportunity have had problems keeping their solar panels clear of dust. Is that why Curiosity has a nuclear power source?
Yes, partly, but mainly you can just get a lot more power from an RTG, as they're called. Because the rover is so big, it needs a lot more electrical power to drive it, and also it's nice if it can go faster and up steeper hills and things like that. So having lots of power is a really good thing. So the size of the solar cells that would have been necessary for a rover this big with the capabilities we wanted to would have been huge, even if they never got covered with dust. So all of those reasons.
And having a radioactive source, does that create other problems that we need to get around? Is it likely to, or is it possible that it could do some damage to, say, the computing works inside it?
No, not really, because, I mean, all of that's taken into account in the design. The radioactive part is actually mounted outside the main body of the spacecraft. And that's partly for thermal reasons. It generates so much heat that it has to cool to the atmosphere. But it's also to keep it away from the sensitive devices, and there's enough shielding to make sure that it's not a problem.